So I was at the standing room last night.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember when it was the club before that?
The Laughing Devil?
The Laughing Devil. The
Laughing Devil.
I never went, but yeah.
It was kind of a shithole.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all right. It's a small room.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like a shitty bar that divided the showroom just by like a big, like a wall made out of like duvetine or something. And they like renovated it. And now that place is, it's almost like cartoonish how much of a death trap that building is.
You mean like if there was a stampede, if there was like a reason to get out?
No. I mean, that was already like that. I mean, every building in New York is designed to make people burn to death yeah. while working for 3 cents a day. But no, I forget who was walking through the room. And I mean, I've looked, as soon as they opened that place up, everyone was talking about like, oh, it's so great now. It's so beautiful. It looks so good. It looks great. And for the most part, it looks exactly the same as it was, except they have like those hipster light bulbs.
Yeah.
Those shitty light bulbs.
You can drink. They look like Thomas Edison.
Drink the Edison. They're called Edison light bulbs.
Is that what they're called?
They're like the ones that are like hooked up to the Frankenstein machine.
That made
Frankenstein.
Well, they flipped the orientation of the room too, right? Didn't it used to be like a long ways? You had to like shout down the hallway to perform?
No, I thought it was.
No, I wasn't there, but that's what people tell me.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm misremembering, but the first time I was there, I like severely fucked up my hand in the door to like go into the showroom because it like just the hinge as a place to put your hand in, and then it closes on your hand. And they're like, "Yeah, you got to look out for that." And then somebody was walking by, and they have these shell, no utility at all. It's a 3.5-inch piece of like metal that just comes out of the wall. And will like dig into your rib cage as you try and move past people. But then the icing on the cake is they have to get ice from the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And the door to the basement is a hole right outside of the front door
that you
can't see when you're leaving.
Did you fall?
No, but damn. I'm waiting for it to happen.
They do a good job of
warning you. So I can pass the bar and be the attorney.
Uh-huh.
No, they don't. They make the host stand there with his fucking hand on the door.
That's good enough. I, for one, love
the shows were
room.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ. It's a nightmare waiting to happen.
In another life, I was an ambulance chasing attorney.
You could still be one.
Maybe. I have a friend who actually is one of those. He, like, works for the guy who's like, and I will get you the most money for your injuries.
Do Jews believe in reincarnation?
I don't know.
Because they don't have hell. So
yeah, you don't have hell,
if
right?
If you fuck There's up, Gehenna. You have to come back, right?
What's Gehenna?
It's like
kennel?
It's like
kennel where you yell the gate that Jews stay.
It's like a spiritual washing machine or something.
I need another sun lamp in my cage.
A spiritual washing machine?
Yeah, you get like I don't know.
So you pop in and
I don't believe in the afterlife.
All the prostitution you've done gets washed away.
What do you mean? Me?
I'm saying or theoretically.
I can't wait till Adam's post-atheism.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, I think I like believe in God, actually.
I guarantee you there's going to be people who start doing that.
No, first of all, that's already happened.
Really?
There's already plenty of people that are like.
Because atheism was too like mainstream now. Yeah. People are like, I believe in God.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Gavin McInnes is an example. He's like Catholic now. That's like the last shred of hipsterdom in Gavin's like new public image is. As I feel his Catholicism.
Right.
Which, you know, I'm sure people say, no, he really takes it seriously and goes to church. It's like, yeah, I'm sure he does.
No way.
All those Volcom dads really skateboard all over town. That doesn't make it not a fucking hipster thing.
Yeah. No, I could see that. People being like pretending they believe in God and shit to be cool.
Celino and Barnes injury attorneys are breaking up, guys.
Suck Lino and fuck.
Yeah, which means that beautiful jingle.
Remember Science and Kirk?
Oh,
who
yeah.
was that?
Science and Kirk.
Baltimore guys?
Yeah.
If you have a phone, you have a lawyer.
Yeah.
And then it became Science, Kirk, and Miles.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you turning the air conditioning? I don't care
if
you
can't
hear. Come
on, man. Play through the pain.
What? I just couldn't hear what you guys were saying because the AC.
Sometimes I sit there and I just buck up. And
Turn the air conditioning back on.
Now it's going to get hot
fucking,
as shit.
Yeah, dude. What are you doing?
It's going to get hot.
Don't ever press a fucking button on my electronics
guys,
again.
And it's set to 69, dude.
I think it would be better for the show if
no,
we didn't
it
have
wouldn't.
The AC.
It wouldn't. It
you
was,
can't.
It was
I'm literally
okay,
monitoring
see,
the fucking
seat.
Show to make
seat.
Sure
it
that the AC
made
isn't a problem.
Seat. I'll move my seat.
Now I can't see. Stop.
Stay there. Here. Come here.
Okay.
Just right. Come in my arms, dude. All
right, that's better.
It's just the AC was right in my ear.
Whatever, man. Shut up.
Yeah.
So I hope Celino and Barnes work it out.
We're talking about Science, Kirk, and Miles.
Oh, yeah. Who are those guys?
Science and Kirk.
If you have a phone, you have a lawyer.
You have a lawyer.
I remember asking my mom who our lawyer is, and she was like, what do you mean? I was like, well, we have a phone, you fucking dumb bitch. I was like a five-year-old that was like, we have a phone. Who's our lawyer?
Haven't you ever heard of commercials?
Yeah.
You fucking whore.
There's a trans personal injury attorney in New Orleans that has like this like New Orleans bounce commercial.
Hell
and
yeah.
It's so sick.
Is it Big Frida?
It's like a Big Frida type of lady, but she's like, I'll get you the most money.
Oh, fuck, so sick, dude. Yeah. That's our official lawyer.
Yeah, she is our lawyer.
I mean, to me, I find that to be completely normal and not a source of humor.
I don't think
that's something to mock.
I wasn't mocking. I think it's cool.
I think a trans woman that
passed
the bar.
Yeah. Nick. We're not as modern as you, man. That's still something to celebrate around here.
Stav and I are pretty medieval.
I happen to be a big fan of The Pursuit of Happiness 2, Becoming That Lady, the movie I'm writing.
Yeah, dude. If Will Smith wasn't trans enough.
Yeah.
What was the only problem with The Pursuit of Happiness? Not enough cocks getting chopped off scenes. Mm-hmm. Our movie,
I don't think I've actually seen that movie.
I have. Neither
have
I. Yeah.
You know what I saw
yesterday?
We
should have a Will Smith double feature and do Concussion and Pursuit of Happiness.
Tell the truth. Yeah. Hey, tell the truth. Oh, we should do a trans Pursuit of Happiness and a Jamaican.
You do not understand. Their brains are becoming damaged under the sea. What the fuck do you know? You're just a lobster. You're just some Caribbean piece of shit lobster.
Fuck.
Man, I watched that Jackie Robinson movie, 42.
Mm-hmm.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah. All those biopics seem...
They're terrible.
Just so paint by numbers and shit.
Yeah, we get it. People were racist. You don't have to be like... Every scene is just a guy dying to say the N-word.
How many times did
you say it? Salivating. Well, I couldn't hear over how much I was screaming it at the TV. That's why I had to get these speakers.
So
I can hear the dialogue in Adventure Time over my constant shouting of the N-word in the privacy of my own apartment.
Are there even black characters in Adventure Time?
No.
Oh, they're like yellow characters. Yeah.
That's a type of
blue.
That's a type of a yellow... fuck. My favorite slur I've ever heard anyone say is my dad in we were driving to H Mart. We were doing a job in Canesville a summer that I worked with him. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad's a carpenter.
Yeah.
And he got stuck in the fucking H Mart parking lot because two Asians were stereotypically driving bad, and he just called them Kiterino Murides, which translates to yellow faces. It's just like just so
he's not wrong.
Beautifully simple.
I get the yellow. They're more like a pasty.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, okay.
You're a pasty.
You get it.
They're yellow compared to you.
Compared to me.
A lot of people can be yellow. Well, I suppose you're sort of yellow.
I have jaundice.
You do look kind of yellow, actually.
Well,
I'm a nice tan peachy color.
I'm getting a tan this weekend. It's 4th of July weekend, folks.
I'm getting a tattoo of Mickey Mouse lowering sunglasses, and he's throwing a big pair of dice.
Nice,
that's
bro.
Cool.
Instead of a tan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get it?
On my bicep.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Bad Mickey.
Bad Mickey.
Mickey Dice.
Mickey Dice.
I get discounts at all the car washes.
I'm going to change my name to Stavros Dice Clay.
That's cool.
I want one of those fucking...
El Stavros Dice Clay.
El Stavros Dice Clay. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get headshots, I decided, Nick. I'm going to Greece end of August, September. And when I get back, the tannest I am, I'm getting headshots so people think I'm Latino. And I get work that way.
That's good. Dude, you can make a shit ton of money doing that. The fucking... Those, Rio Grande Valley tours. You just be like all those Valley San Antonio comics.
Yes.
You just go to these bullshit towns in the middle of Texas where there's nothing but Latinos and Sizzler.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And they just they overeat and they love going to fucking see Latino comedians.
Yes.
And that's the easiest type of comedy to do.
Yes.
It's like Foxworthy stuff,
Chupo,
but yeah, Latina. Yeah.
You know where your abuela don't give you the gorditos.
My favorite, I love when I was a teenager and I'd watch like the commercials for like all the George Lopez specials, and like, you know, the teaser for it would, like, you know, when George Lopez was blowing up, it was like, every Latino has, you know, every Latino has got a lowrider. Yeah. And then, you know, they would go on and they become like a little bit more obscure. It's like, every Latino's got a good bandana and a bad bandana. You got the bad bandana for when you're going out to eat at Wendy's, but you got the good bandana for when you're going to church. You know, it's like that kind of shit. I'm like, all right, I guess. And then the last one I remember is he's like, every Latino's got a haunted house, haunted room in their house. And everyone's like, woo! And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? There's no way that's true. This is some dumb shit that was caused by your grandmother's mental illness.
No, Latinos legitimately do believe in ghosts and shit.
Yeah, the Dia de los Muertos. Yes.
Sure, but they all have a haunted
every
room
single
in their
one.
House.
No, I mean, that's like, come
every
on.
Single one. That's how they have it. That's just doing all the healthcare. Room. Who do you think's watching after all the kids, dude? It's your ghost grandma. You got a ghost babysitter, dude.
Yeah,
that's
like,
another movie.
I thought that was a joke, but I dated a Spanish girl, and her family legit believed in ghosts and spirits.
Really?
Yeah.
It would be nice. All right.
Is that because you were so white?
They thought I was the ghost. Yeah.
They heard chains. They heard like chains jangling, but they didn't realize it was all the chains you carry around in your pocket.
Yeah, they kept calling me Ebenezer.
Ebenezer.
The ghost of conquistadors past.
El Judeo Ebenezer. Man, imagine being a fucking Spanish conquistador and just like everyone. Basically, they were just living like real life was Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah.
They just got to fucking steal any treasure they want,
rape
kill
anyone.
People. Like, they were just walking through the streets, cutting down people with swords and shit. They're wearing like gold ass armor.
Dude, history was a great time to be alive.
You know what's a good movie we should watch? Mel Gibson Apocalypto.
Never seen it.
It's sick, dude. We should watch it.
Do you see indigenous titties?
You see plenty of titties and decapitations and stuff.
Nice.
But it's like everyone was mad at him because of Passion of the Christ. Except for me. I was the only person that wasn't mad at him.
People weren't mad at him for Passion of the Christ. People were mad at him because he got drunk and was yelling, yelling about kikes to that like CHP officer right after that movie came out. And people were like, this is kind of an anti-Semitic movie. And he's like, no, it isn't.
Yeah. I saw
all the Jews have just giant noses like and horns, like little ass horns.
Yeah. Dude, I'm always going to apologize for Mel.
I think
dude.
People were more just
I
mad.
I don't care.
I don't think it was people that were mad. I think it was the Jewish conspiracy that controls the media mad that he shined so much light on truth
on
in history.
True, yeah.
Who
on
actually,
true.
Exactly. Who
I
actually
agree.
Killed Christ.
Yeah.
And it was you.
Your I don't know people, about that.
Specifically
you
could, your family.
I don't know if you could prove that in a court
I
of law.
I can. To your ancestry.com. It traces all the way back to
I
the
got,
guy who killed Christ.
I got a really good report.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? You know I'm 6% Jewish?
I know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, it's stupid. That's like blaming the guys that called the police on Michael Brown for his death.
What, saying Jews killed him?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Jews, like, manipulated.
They tattled. They were tattletales.
Yeah, if Jesus was black, the Jews would just call the cops and he would immediately
they would
be
the
killed.
Guys.
Yeah.
The Romans. The Jews are the guys that own that cigarillo store that Michael Brown went into. And then the Romans are Darren Wilson.
Yeah, it's true. It's
the Romans
really
are
analogy.
George Zimmerman, and then the Jews are George Zimmerman when he's in the car making the phone call.
Yeah, Zimmerman's a better one. Yeah. It's still the Jews' fault. Yeah, that's true. That's a good analogy, boys. That's the story
of
Easter.
You know me. This is the analogy minute. Yeah. The analogy king.
All right, here's another one.
No, I did stand up for the first time in like 3 months last night.
Oh, nice. How'd it go?
So I'm back in analogy mode. That's really all stand-up comedy is. Is you say one thing is like another thing.
That's 40% of it, yeah.
Yeah,
that's most of it. And 20. Then the rest of it is like, you know, I guess I'm like a fucking adult. I'm a guy. I'm a fucking idiot who can't do anything, I guess. Like, I don't know, like, am I supposed to date girl? What am I doing? You go, what, like, Tinder?
Stop subtweeting my act, bitch.
Yeah.
Tinder?
I get, but I'll eat pussy all night. The
hey,
breakfast?
Whoa. These are literally my punchlines.
Avocados if but you're the, nasty.
Shut the fuck up. The breakfast?
But yeah. The breakfast? Yeah, write a bit that captures the human spirit like that, you two cocksuckers. All right,
I've never
reference more old media. You know, I'm over here like a poet, like the poet laureate.
You're the Bob Dylan, touching people's hearts,
touching people's hearts, and hopefully their titties and pussies after the show, if all goes well.
Yeah, I had to follow some like Peruvian woman.
Oh,
and she Peruvian was, and I'm woman? Not being mean here, but like she was crushing, and I literally couldn't understand half the shit she was saying.
She was crushing. I think I know what you're talking about. She was crushing.
Well, she was doing okay. Yeah. But it's like, this is indecipherable. I can't understand, you know, what she's saying. And my experience is universal. So I can't imagine that the audience.
She was talking about how all the haunted houses in her abuela's home. And you were like,
they all have a haunted house. Is there every room in the house is a haunted room? And you know the room is a haunted room because when you are in a house, there is
Portuguese guy having a stroke.
Oh, there is a. When you are in a haunted room, you can see a ghost and he said to you, boo. He said to me, boo, I said, you know, come to me in my junta room. Because he may be junta, but he's still my house. It is still my house.
Yeah, why Portuguese?
Yeah, it's a gay Portuguese guy with a speech impediment.
That's the comic I follow.
Fuck.
Please give it up for Jorge Gilahorpes. Portugal's best comedian.
Portugal.
The Portugals. Portuguese ghosts.
Já are you doing it? Good crowd.
It's good crowd.
Is that how they talk?
Yeah, it's like nasally.
Yeah, they're retarded.
It's a weird sounding language.
It's a retarded country.
Have you ever heard Turkish being spoken?
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Fuck Turkey.
Yeah, I can't even.
Greece number one, baby.
I remember I had a
March 25th, 1821, bitch.
Hell
what do you think about that, dude?
Yeah,
Greek Independence Day. Suck this dick, you Ottoman cocksuckers.
Yeah.
I'm glad that one guy who sucks is your president now.
Yeah, you remember?
Erdogan? You're not Gulen.
Remember Greg Behanish?
Huh?
Greg Behanish. I was thinking about Ottomans, the piece of furniture, but Greg Behanish in his classic bit. Yeah, I'm from all over the place. My feet are from Iran. My underarms are from Pittsburgh.
Oh, God.
And he's like, well, I was confused in an Ottoman with a futon because I thought you're supposed to put your foot on it.
Oh my God! Oh Jesus! Dude,
I love Behanish so much.
I don't know Behanish. Is he from Baltimore?
Who is that?
Is he like
guy? He was like a DC Baltimore guy that fucking. He was like 47 years old. He was like one of those guys that's like got that like one of those guys that probably graduated high school in like 82, 83.
Uh huh.
You know, like the Trans Am mustache,
right,
spiky
right.
hair, you know, vest kind of guys. Yes, like, hell yeah,
the guy
man,
Billy Madison
fucking drinking beers, drinking beers, talking to girls,
and
like the girls are always like horribly disproportionate with giant tits and a boy's ass, you know, feathered hair. Like those. I remember one time he was just getting his like dick sucked by some like middle aged woman in his fucking like 87 Dodge Dynasty. In like the parking lot of Felicitas. He's like, hold on, I gotta go do something real quick.
Damn, that's a man, dude.
Yeah,
dude. That's a real red blooded
like
American.
16 hanging out with that guy?
Yeah, dude. Greg Behanish ruled.
I don't remember. Yeah,
he was so funny. He was just always high.
Nice.
He was always just high as shit. Fucking like, yeah, man. Hey, brother. How you doing, man?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I love white guys that say brother without that.
Right. He had a mustache before there was like any kind of like ironic mustache.
Right. Of course.
You know, this was like 12.
That's just how his face
12
came.
Years ago. So it was like having like a mustache then was like you were somebody's uncle.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. You either were someone's uncle
or gay.
Yeah.
Isn't that so funny how mustaches were like clearly a gay thing?
Yeah.
Why was it a
my
gay
uncle,
thing?
My uncle has a mustache.
For ass eating?
Maybe just save the flavor saver.
My uncle has a mustache. He's from like Virginia, and he's like a contra. You know, it's kind of the same thing. Like, oh, yeah, man. Hey, how you doing? Like one of those guys. And I remember like a couple Thanksgivings ago, my cousin, he had a beard at the time, and like not his son, but like my we're just a big family, and so he's talking to my uncle, and my uncle's like, yeah, I used to have a beard like that when I was in high school, you know, I haven't grown it out really in talking. And my other cousin was like, when's the last time you like shaved your mustache? He's like, well, you know, I like trim it like once every couple of days or whatever. He's like, no, like just like shaved it. He's like, oh, what, like completely off? He's like, yeah. And he goes, oh, never.
Never. From the time he could grow facial hair, my man's lip was always covered.
Never.
You think he'll ever shave it? Probably not.
Probably not. I don't know. That I mean, I can't imagine a time in my life where he didn't have the mustache. That's, I mean, sometimes like sometimes it became a goatee, but he always at least had the mustache.
Right. Right, right, right. Fuck, dude, that rules. That's like asking that guy when he cut his nose off the last time. It's like, fuck. My dad's had a beard my whole life, and one time he fucking shaved it off, and he looked stupid as shit, dude. He looked fat and ugly.
You ever see Jake Flores without his beard?
No.
It's hilarious.
He has a puffy face?
Yeah, so he's got a, like a moon face.
That's so funny. All these guys that look awesome with beards, and it's like you just shave it. It like Eldest, dude. When that cocksucker shaves his beard, his fucking chin droops low as shit. Like his fucking. I love that. I'm so fucking mad.
Jake looks like Hello Kitty when he shaves his
beard. Just a perfectly round, oval ass cheeks.
Oh, Yoko Aku, Yoko Dingo, Miki Yono. Uku Gaga Geeky.
Fuck, dude. I want a beard.
Yeah, pretty good pencil case. Yeah, I'm basically like I'm like a backpack. Sometimes I'm like a pencil case or something. I got like a friend that's like a frog or some shit. Another one's
does
like
she
a bat.
Have a frog?
Yeah, there's a frog in
a there's bat. A frog Hello Kitty character.
Nice.
Was it San Remo or something?
Don't pretend like you don't know it. Don't
just
pretend
say,
like
just
you don't
say the,
fucking
say the information you know.
Yeah,
San Remo.
Oh, what is it like? Are these the specific details about that thing?
You know it, bitch.
Yes, just say it.
Say San Remo.
San Remo.
Yeah, there you go,
bitch.
Thank you.
You're fucking you, bitch.
Well, I read the Wikipedia page on San Remo just to watch a man be impressed.
I want some.
I wasn't trying to impress you.
I want a beard, dude. Yeah,
I
want
I
a
knew
beard
you guys
transplant.
Are already impressed.
How do I get a beard transplant?
I was considering putting Rogaine on my face when I was
you
younger.
You think that would work?
I don't know. Would it?
No, it doesn't work.
I'll never grow a beard.
It's a different. It's a different type of. Actually, you know what? It might work, but it would grow the like that peach fuzz shit that's already on your face.
Oh, so that would look good.
Yeah, I want just a fucking blonde, a light ass beard.
I would love that. Like
a soft ass fucking.
I would just love a face of arm hair.
Yeah.
I love to just get whatever my arm looks like on my.
Because the way Rogaine works on your head is like, because when you go bald, your hair follicles don't actually disappear; they just shrink to a size where you can't see them anymore. Like, if a bald guy, like, just never shaved his head, there would be, like, a very fine, thin layer where all that fucking hair is still there.
Nice. I'm going to grow that out.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little blonde head of hair, dude, and comb it to the side. Fuck, I want little ass hairs, little baby hairs. Like a very small clown
like a
fro.
Baby shrew. Yeah. Some sort of, like, wet kitten.
That shit would be nice soft pelt. As hell, dude.
Yeah. Mm.
I would get petted. I just want to get my soft baby hairs petted while I eat pussy.
You know what's the best look is a black guy with long dreads that's balding.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, like yeah.
Spot
Stevie.
Missing.
And they're like weighing down on his little ass hairs. Yeah. They're like pulling his fucking head skin to the side because they're so heavy.
That look comes free with a Bluetooth headset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Coolio.
And a belt huge clip. And a huge belt cell phone clip. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, cool. I saw so many of those guys at Coney Island yesterday.
Yeah.
Max and I were talking about this yesterday. Like, the type of, like...
I would love to be just a middle-aged black guy homeowner. That seems like a nice life.
Yeah, like the like, professional...
Middle-class black guy with a cell phone belt clip.
Yeah, dude.
You know? Hell yeah.
Mowing your lawn.
Right.
Bluetooth.
Trying out new restaurants in town.
Yes. New chains.
Talking with other fathers at the grocery store.
Saying the word foolishness a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
And
ding,
sleeping.
Ding, 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 ding. That's the fun. No, shut up. We already got foolishness. That one wasn't you. That one was Stop. So just laugh at Stop's joke.
It was funny.
Don't try to top it.
I'm not trying to top it.
With sleeping, whatever the fuck. Like,
no.
Oh, yeah. Only black guys go to sleep.
No,
right?
That's not what I was saying.
Is that better than foolishness? Is that a better one?
That's not what I was saying. I didn't finish my fucking sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
No, now I have to go ahead after protesting. Now it has to become this big thing. Oh, you put me in this position, and you constantly put me in this position.
Oh, fuck.
No, but yeah.
Adam's in the missionary position right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're and fucking
stops,
in the ass.
Stops hovering over him.
I'm spread eagle.
Yeah.
My legs are to the side.
That's the funniest way for somebody
shoulders.
To get fucked.
A man to get
missionary.
Fucked in the ass. Yeah. Missionary. Yeah, that is really funny.
How do you do? You got to put your
you can put,
legs
yeah,
back.
You can do yeah. it.
Well, we'll figure
we'll
that
figure
out.
Well, I don't. We don't do it, so I don't know. It probably doesn't. You know, it's not different from the way you do it.
Have you ever ass fucked from missionary?
No,
just dog.
I've only had butt sex like a handful of times.
Just a couple. Same. One time I tried to do that, but it was too advanced a maneuver.
I had butt sex that night. That girl gave me a butt job.
Stop
in college.
Butt job. It's not a fucking real thing. We've
what are you talking about? You're just singing odes to titty fucking. It's literally the same exact
no,
thing, but just with a butt.
That's ridiculous. If there was a if
it's
there was
the
a
same
hole you
exact
could fuck
thing.
In the titties, then that's different. Okay.
What do you mean? You're taking two mounds and you're putting your dick like a hot dog.
Yeah, but there's two things
in
you can
the middle
fuck
of a butt.
Yeah, so
no,
close
hold
to the
on.
Ass.
I'm
cheek.
With Adam here. If the ass if the ass is huge and you can just titty fuck the ass,
that's what I'm saying.
Do it.
Do
absolutely.
It for a little bit.
Yeah, but
not,
do titty fucking for a little bit. You don't make the
titty
whole
titty fucking is a whole thing.
No,
yeah, stop it's titty fucks for 40 minutes, and the girl
I never said
and the
40
girl
minutes.
Is so engaged the whole time and not bored
first
at all.
First of all, you're being a fucking sexist here, thinking women don't like to get titty fucked. Okay,
they don't.
Oh yeah, maybe the women
I've
you
never
don't
met
like
one.
To, well, they're out there, baby.
Because
okay?
most of the girls I do
you don't, think,
don't
if
have
you like
titties.
Imagine
if you
how
like
many
this.
Layers of memory foam mattress are required for stop to sit on somebody's chest.
I'm not sitting on anyone's fucking. Chest, dude, come on, that's not
yeah.
crazy.
Stop sending them to the sunken
over,
place,
yeah, yeah.
and they're giving me a. They're putting their fucking titties. You know, I'm doing a visual thing right, right now, but they're kind of bending over and doing their titties up and down on my dick. If you like dicks, right, as
yeah.
which you do, imagine you had tits,
okay,
and you love dicks, which you do, but
yeah.
Wouldn't you want them in between your tits?
Well, I don't know. You have tits, so you should tell me.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
However, you're gay and I...
Maybe,
fine,
maybe,
if you had my
maybe
tits
you're the one with
and
tits.
Your love of dick, wouldn't you put the dick in between your tits?
No, I would put it in my pussy.
Oh, shut up.
I would put it in my
shut
pussy
the fuck
or in
up.
My mouth.
It shut makes your sense. Dumb mouth.
It makes sense
you
in a mouth.
You want it. You like dicks. Why not fucking put it in between your titties?
I mean, for
you're
like...
You're being closed-minded. That's what's going on
I
here. You're
know.
Being closed.
I think that's just a thing from the movies.
It's
you know
not
how,
a
like,
thing from
porn,
the fucking movie.
You know how in porn they do that thing with the dick where you like hit the pussy with
yeah.
your dick?
It's pretty
I do
funny.
That shit.
What's wrong with
I
that?
I do it all the time because I saw it in the movies, you know?
No,
is that
it
like
makes
a thing?
Sense.
Were the cavemen taking their dicks and
is
like,
that like a
just
thing?
Doing a little tap?
Is that what? Who does that? Is that like a thing?
Shut the fuck up.
What
dude.
Is that from the movies?
Yeah,
what's the deal?
I only got that from erotic cinema, you know?
Hell so yeah.
You would have figured out. You rub
erotic
your dick around.
Erotic cinema.
You rub your. Yeah, erotic. That's what you call porn. You fucking queer.
That's what I call it. Erotic cinema.
Okay, dude. Anyway.
I'm a cinephile,
you're
guys.
Yeah, you're
I'm a real movie head.
You're a pedophile.
A cinephile. You like to spew esoteric film information to people until they have sex with you.
Yeah.
That's what a cinephile
that's
is.
That's actually pretty accurate.
Well, yeah. To children. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen The Grand Accoutrement?
Shut the fuck up, Nick. You have film struck and you watch like...
Yeah, but I'm not
like
going off about it constantly.
When do I go off about
right
it
right now. You're talking about...
When you brought
when you try and trick young
films.
Women into having
yeah.
sex with you.
Yeah, I'm talking about porn, obviously. I'm talking about porno. Porno.
By projecting the veneer of interesting.
All my conversations now with people are about mortgages.
Mortgages?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't
you know
have
how fun
any
it
interest.
Is to just talk about interest rates and all that shit?
No.
It's
no.
the best form of small talk.
But what if the other person has no idea about it?
Then I don't
even
talk.
Better.
Yeah.
Nick gets to just talk uninterrupted for
yeah.
about half
I
hour.
I just spew fucking...
No joke, the happiest...
Well, 1.5 is that... That's, it depends on... You know,
remember how long Nick talked to that guy about
rate.
Carpentry?
No. Yeah. No, me and him talked about mortgages.
You talk for,
Did you? Shouts out. What was that guy's name? Shouts out to...
he was at Skankfest. Yeah, it's like TRL Woodworking.
He's good as shit at woodworking. Yeah, because you follow him on Instagram.
Yeah,
shouts out to a cum boy.
I think he lives in Jersey.
In Jersey.
But yeah, Nick talked to someone about...
I think he's more of a Skanks fan than a fan of our podcast.
But he listens.
Oh, all right.
I got to say, Nick had a consistent... smile on his face for about 45 minutes.
One guy came up.
I think I was smiling. We just talked for like an hour.
Oh, no.
One guy came up to
Nick. You're beaming.
Remember the guy came up to Nick and was like, I was actually surprised to see you smile. I thought you would be totally emotionless.
I smile.
That was
I'm
fun.
Human.
Shouts out to fucking Skankfest. That was a good time.
Yeah.
yeah, I don't talk to anyone about anything, dude. I don't fucking know what to talk. I was real depressed the last couple days, though, so.
Why?
I couldn't really leave. I don't know. It just fucking hit me.
Why you should have hit me up?
I was just fucking alone in my fucking apartment.
Why'd you hit me up?
You should have come to Coney.
I would have come.
No, don't hang out with Adam. You should have hit me up.
What are you talking about?
We could have gone to Manhattan.
That would have been nice.
Dude, we were in Manhattan, me and Nick. You should have just joined us.
Oh, yeah. That day I had...
It was a nice day. We had a great lunch.
We had a really nice day.
With your friends.
I take pictures.
Yeah.
I would have come after. I should have.
Nick and I had a fun day in the city.
I can't tell. You know, I always felt like living in Tribeca would be cool. But I was there, and it's like...
No, he doesn't live in Tribeca, though. He lives in Battery Park City, which is like Arlington.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tribeca is cool, but insanely expensive.
I felt isolated while I was there.
It sucks to live there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's true of a lot of neighborhoods that are even semi-affordable. The only reason, like, people are moving to, like, Financial District now, and it's like...
District is fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's 7 p.m.
It shuts down. Like, it's like living in a mall, basically.
I was there one time.
Cool,
I was
like,
walking around. Financial District at, like, 2 a.m. one night, because I used to live in Chinatown, so I would just walk around the city at night. And, like downtown Manhattan is a ghost town, you know, late at night. And I'm walking around, and I'm on Wall Street, right in front of the New York Stock Exchange, and this, like, homeless couple... It's like a black man and a white lady pushing like a shopping cart.
Ugh.
And they come by and they realize it's Wall
white
Street.
Genocide.
And the guy's like, oh shit, this where they fuck everything up. This is it. This is Wall Street.
He's not wrong.
Dude, the financial district's so weird. They have these like small streets. They're like, the streets are so narrow down there.
No, it's because it was built fucking in the 1700s.
Well, I thought they were modeled after your dick.
They're like stores.
That's true, too.
There are stores that I haven't seen in years. I saw Blimpie's Subs. There's a Blimpy Subs on Fulton.
What's the deal with the Blimpy Subs down on Fulton Street?
Dude,
can you
believe
that?
Who's
ever heard of a Blimpy Subs?
Why do they have it down there?
Before, what are they trying to make a comeback since Subway Jared? I'm just kidding, folks. They have these small streets. One car goes one way, one car goes the other. I went down to the financial district like 2 years ago to buy a pipe and pipe tobacco.
Hell yeah. Oh, I remember that phase. Smoke a pipe
in your
windowless room.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'd say what you want. It got me to quit smoking cigarettes.
There you go.
Yeah.
It worked.
Cool.
Do you keep smoking the pipe?
And it got you to start solving crimes.
Yeah, I did. I did start solving crimes. Dude, smoking a pipe is fucking nice. It's like a cigar.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
Do you inhale?
No, you don't. You sort of pump it around in your mouth. You get like and they smell great. So it's like burning incense. But then you get like a real just mellow body high from it.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, Ernest. I'm down to smoke a pipe, dude.
Yeah.
Smoke a pipe, get some corduroy.
They're real expensive pipes.
Really?
The one I got was $50 and it looks retarded.
Really?
Yeah.
$50 for like a shitty one?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, because it's a specific type of wood. Mm-hmm. And then the salesman was telling me, and you can always believe everything a salesman says, is you want to have two pipes, one for English blends and one for Turkish blends.
That makes sense.
Because you don't want to mix the oils.
The races.
Mm. Yeah.
That makes sense, dude.
The oils are different. So if you smoke like a Turkish blend in an English blend pipe, it'll fuck up whatever resin's deposited in the pipe and the flavor won't be consistent.
What about KB, dude?
Kind bud?
What about KB in that pipe, dude?
That'd be cool.
I only smoke K2 out of...
You smoke spice out of pipes?
Spice, dude. Yeah, stop.
My stomach's been fucked up the last couple days.
All of the smartest guys in history smoke pipes.
Oh, yeah.
Einstein.
Winston Churchill.
Sherlock Holmes.
George Michael from Wham.
Did he smoke a pipe?
I don't know. The other guy from Wham.
Cheech and Chong.
What was going on with Wham? Was George Michael the guy who sang? Other guy. Or the other guy was the other guy the producer?
I think it was like they both sang.
George Michael like sang.
No, I think one, only no George Michael about the sang. Other guy. Nah, I listened to a whole Wham album. My little brother had a CD in his
car.
But you
can't tell who's singing if you're
just
listening.
Nah, you could tell, dude. You could tell George Michael. It sounded like George Michael the whole father time.
That song is the funniest song.
Yeah, what's dude. The deal with that George Michael song?
Oh, man.
Fuck.
Oh. Good for George Michael, dude. Guys. Trying to get sucked off in a bathroom. Who amongst us would not?
By a cop or something?
Who amongst us?
I don't know.
That's what happened to, fucking... You see that movie, Beautiful Mind?
Mm-hmm.
That yeah. John Nash? You ever read the book?
No, but it's like he was gay.
Oh, yeah, I think you
something.
Said that. You told us there was some other shit they left out.
They left out a bunch of shit. He was like a kind of a real piece of shit.
His wife was a Mexican?
Well, he had a woman that he was like fucking prior to marrying... Eleanor or whatever her fucking
yeah, the
name.
One, the one yeah, the hot lady plays
the one
movie.
That yeah Jennifer Connelly plays
Connelly.
They had this other woman that he fucked with that he wouldn't marry because she wasn't smart enough.
Nice.
It wasn't like prestigious enough to have like a fucking you know assistant wife or whatever.
Nice.
He knocked her up and then he had this like secret kid that he neglected.
Nice.
That's now like that was just not in the movie at all. who like is estranged or was estranged from him until he died last year. But yeah, he spent time working for like the Rand Corporation, and while he was out there, he was arrested for like trying to fuck a cop in a public bathroom.
Yeah,
woo!
Yeah,
which
is like, let's put Hell that yeah. law back on the book.
What How kind of this? Cop?
A
dude?
Beautiful ass.
Yeah, a beautiful cock.
That's your job,
huh?
Like the gay, the like trapping gay guys into having sex with you, cop.
If you're one of those cops, do you think every once in a while you just fuck That's a guy for yeah. fun?
Have you seen
just
that movie?
What if he's cute?
Yeah, just suck him off.
Stop. You'd like that movie, Cruisin'.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's so good.
It's Pacino. Al Pacino, yeah. And he plays. There's a gay.
I like it, so I'm gonna
there's
guess it's about fucking.
There's
beautiful
a gay
women.
Serial killer.
There's a serial killer killing gay guys. So Al Pacino has to go undercover as a gay guy.
Nice.
To catch.
It's a really good movie,
and he's
it's
like,
actually,
"Hello."
It's actually not a good movie at all.
I remember it being pretty
Where
good.
Where are my fellow homosexuals? Yeah.
It's like a bizarre movie.
Hell yeah.
And it's weird that Pacino is in it. It doesn't make sense. He probably thought it was going to be a much better movie than
it
was.
Right. Was it before or after Philadelphia? Maybe it was like when it was like all in the vogue.
It's like 1980,
to be gay.
I think.
Yeah, it was like
Cruising?
79 or 80 or something.
You think he made
like
Angels,
late 70s, early
Angels in America to like
Who,
make
Pacino?
Up for it? Yeah.
I mean, that's just one of the most amazing. Have you ever seen it?
Nah.
It's
you know what I did see yesterday, though? RoboCop. That shit rules.
The new
RoboCop
one or the old one?
Good. The old one, the first
the
one.
The old one is incredible. Paul
it's
Verhoeven.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Verhoeven's baby.
I just rewatched Total Recall last
that
night.
Shit rocks, too, dude.
I love Total Recall.
I love Total yeah. Recall.
Three and tits, you know, the remake dude. Is...
Oh, yeah.
Is,
oh, yes, brother.
Here's my...
You can say that again, my friend.
My unpopular movie opinion, the Total Recall remake or reboot or whatever is... Yeah, I enjoyed it. I
watch
it. I know a lot of people didn't like it.
The RoboCop remake is good, too.
Yeah, it's all right. That's the thing. Is like, there's a lot of these movies where they'll do... Like, the original RoboCop is great. The original Total Recall is great. And yeah. they'll remake it, and people are so, like, burnt
Exhausted.
On remakes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times they take a movie that was just okay, and then they make a shittier version of it.
Right.
Like
right.
Red Dawn or whatever.
Right.
But... Like with Total Recall or
RoboCop,
it's like, well, why are you even fucking doing this? And then they made a movie that's like different.
Right.
It just uses like sort of the same story or cues, mm-hmm. and then they go a different direction with it, and it stands out in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Total Recall like accomplished that. And then a lot of people wanted to compare it to the original and say like, oh, this remake wasn't necessary. As if a remake really needs
Is
to
ever
be
necessary.
Necessary.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a big
right.
Colin Farrell fan too.
He's got a huge dick, apparently.
Does he?
Yeah. There was a scene
it
in a movie.
Surprise me.
They were testing it out.
They were testing his dick
they
out?
They were testing his dick out. Yeah. No, they were like, you know how they have like screenings when they have the non-finished versions?
Oh,
whatever?
Yeah, we're going to need your dick to block out the actress's scenes. So you can just pull your dick out.
But there was apparently a scene where he does pull his dick out and people were mad. Like, his dick is so big, people were mad.
I saw this movie recently where Jason Schwartzman took his dick out and it was massive.
What?
And then you realize that it's part of the plot, that it's like a...
Oh, it's a fake
he's
dick.
He's wearing a fake dick. But me and my roommate were sitting next to each other. We did that thing where we're like both acting like it's normal, and we weren't surprised that Jason Schwartzman had like a fucking 12-foot dick. We're like, yeah, that's normal. That's what dicks look like, dude. For me,
yeah,
me
my dick
mine
is
looks
huge,
like that,
dude.
Yeah.
My dick is so fucking humongous.
But, what were you, yeah. We're doing a show with the United States Senator, though.
What?
Cometown.
We are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're doing, well, it's either going to be.
First of all, Adam asked about doing Benson Ball.
I didn't, no, I then, was, it didn't go down.
Oh, no,
exactly
that's not
like
how,
that.
That's not how it happened, is they asked about. What Chapo did? They wanted Chapo. They reached out to Adam to book Chapo.
Hilarious.
And I'm like, Adam why was like,
ask us while we have our own
like,
podcast.
Fuck, yeah. So I was like, why don't you book Cometown?
Yeah. Dude, fuck that.
And then the guy goes, Nick's a piece of shit or whatever.
No, he said Nick is notoriously unreliable.
Shut the fuck up.
Which is like,
first
what
of
the
all,
fuck does that mean?
I am not unreliable. I'm pretty reliable.
You're pretty reliable.
The people that think I'm unpredictable are trying to like. Wrap their head around the fact that I'm like kind of a piece of shit and I'm still friends with people because
right.
I'm not like a dick on an interpersonal level.
Right, no, right, right.
Yeah, you're a good friend.
Well, I'm an okay friend,
right.
But they're
let's
like, oh,
crazy.
Well, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's a fun friend.
He doesn't say the exact same shit I say.
Right, right, right.
So he has to, like, I don't know, is it irony
person.
Or whatever? It's yeah, like, yeah. No, I just have some shitty opinions because they feel good to have. It feels good to feel racist things. Sometimes and to say them
it's
earnestly.
Power it's the dark side
yeah right exactly I'm like some
you're
kind of super
that,
Jedi
though.
That does a little bit of the dark side stuff. You know that was like the story I imagined in my head when I was a kid. It was like it would be badass if there was a guy that was like a dark side Jedi but good but
yeah,
you know
like
but he,
Blade dude
that he was cool but
yeah,
he was,
yeah yeah
because he's dark
he was good to have bad
he's
thoughts
half good, he half
people
bad.
Would still be friends with him still invite him to his birthday party.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the that's I'm like that Darth Vader. I'm that one.
I'm like Darth Vader. But
anyway,
my
what
dick,
happened?
I
don't
have
even
a
know
dick.
About this.
Yeah, so he's
oh,
like, he's like, oh, you know, oh, Nick's unreliable or
and
whatever.
I'm like,
so we can't book him. And then he's like, are you part of Cometown to Adam? So he's like, he has no awareness of
doesn't
what the
even
show
know
is.
Adam's
he doesn't
in
know
it?
What the show. Yeah, he doesn't know what the fucking show is at all. He's just
I
asking
love
me,
that dude.
And then
people
then he's like,
come up with me sometimes.
Yeah, and when he's like backtracking, he's like, okay, well. Maybe we can book you. He's like, you want to do a live show? He's like, well, let's think of a fun guest. Maybe Cory Booker or
oh
Ian McKay.
Oh, my God.
Ian McKay or Senator Cory
yes,
Booker.
Yes, give us Cory Booker. Are you
no.
kidding me?
No, when
dude.
In the world would Senator Cory Booker
dude,
come
down? Come
out?
On. Wouldn't that be fucking hilarious?
No.
That
cross-eyed
it would suck.
Conceptually.
Of course
it would suck. It
would suck.
Conceptually,
we
it
call
would
him
be
gay
good.
And shit and like, you know, it'd be
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, a nice three-minute live
that's fine.
Podcast.
That would be like, who's the hottest girl you ever fucked?
Yes, dude. Yes. Make fun of
he
him being cross-eyed.
No, I was
being
saying,
a corporate
I was, show. I was saying you just ask him questions about Corey in the house.
That's good.
You say that's based on your life.
Yes.
You grew up in a hotel. I think that's the plot of Corey in the house.
I think
what
so
is that?
Well.
I don't even know what that is.
It was like a Disney Channel
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah,
show.
It's like a black kid.
With that little black kid that was like always crossing his arms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but you know me.
Yeah, yeah.
Corey. And I'm in the house.
Dude, that would be
and
funny.
Nobody can
shit.
Say I'm not. House Corey. That was the original name of that show.
It was really infuriating because they... Yeah.
Oh, I see we got a house Corey.
Not me, Senator. I'm a field Corey.
Oh,
who's
God.
That guy? Who's that guy that like produces every single Nickelodeon show that everyone says is like a like notorious sex creep?
I don't know. There's that guy who did every boy band.
No, Dan
Lou
something.
Lou Pearlman?
Dan something.
The
Soder.
The guy from Head of the Class.
Saint Germain. Not Chaim Saban.
No. There's this guy Dan something.
Saban.
He's like, you know what? He created all that, I guess. But he like produces.
He's the Lorne Michaels
like,
of all that.
He's like the king of Nickelodeon.
All those
shows.
Shitty like
all
iCarly
yeah,
and stuff like that.
All of those shows.
But there's Nickelodeon and,
like
and there's also the Disney Channel stuff version.
It's a rumor that he's like a big creep.
I mean, I would assume so. Everywhere, like, why else would you fucking do those? Make those horrible shows if you're not fucking children?
Because he's like funny and good at writing.
Those suck. You would make actual.
Dude, good you gotta separate things. The art, dude. You gotta separate the art from the people.
That's so true.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't think everybody that works with children is automatically
that's
a pedophile.
Not but you know what? If
you just
like,
said, why else would you make those shows?
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's true.
They're like, you know, I mean, Sesame Street is pretty good. It's a shame everyone that works on it fucks kids. It is a real
no,
shame.
Because
how else is my 4-year-old going to learn triangles unless he watches Sesame Street? It's a shame I have to support these pedophiles that only make the show to rape children.
No, dude. Working with little ass kids and like, there's no good way for me to argue this point.
Yeah.
That I was being 100% serious. Yeah,
every
on
single teacher in America.
Yeah.
But if no. So anyways, Senator Cory Booker is going to be on the show in October, live show in D.C., so you can look forward to that.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's so funny.
Yeah, but it was so, like, insulting, where he was like, dude, we can't book you unless we attach real talent. And I'm
suck
like...
suck my dick.
What do you mean, like, real talent?
Well, he didn't even say real talent, but that was the implication. He said, unless we attach talent.
Notoriously...
I need some way to sell it.
Notoriously successful podcaster
fucking five years ago.
No, it was Brandon. It wasn't Brandon. It was Jeff.
But, you know, but I'm saying, like, who the fuck did they book?
I mean, we could talk about... I have no problem talking about
who
this person is.
I mean, but what I'm saying is, it
was Jeff Jett.
Even when we were in D.C., they wouldn't book us, remember? They fucking put that bullshit, like...
Yeah.
That bullshit fucking local showcase, like, 4 p.m.
Yeah. You always get that treatment, though.
Huh?
You always get that treatment. And see, but I don't get salty about that shit. When I was in D.C. and I did Benson Ball...
You crushed on that.
It was a fun show.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it's like, at the time, I wasn't a fucking particular draw. I had maybe what, like 7,000 Twitter followers?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about not being like as highly billed as Brody Stevens or whatever the fuck it was.
Right.
You know, and I still don't complain about that
shit. Well, no, that
and I still don't complain about it now because
it just wasn't DC people.
It's like, but now I am in a position where if somebody like, if Benson Ball or whatever approached and said like, hey, we're going to like do your podcast, but you know, we need somebody that's draw. It's like, yeah, okay, then I'm not doing it. Because
fuck you.
Obviously, if you know what the podcast is and you know it has an
audience,
they
don't know what the podcast
is. Then don't book me. I don't give a shit. Right. I like have enough leverage now where I don't need to take things like that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do that festival if there was a requirement that they have say over who is on the show, how the show is run.
Right. Any oversight. Suck my dick.
But this guy, this guy we were talking to is also this guy who is like, there have been national articles run in the last like 6 months about how he's a restaurateur, private citizen journalist.
Oh shit.
Who has dedicated his life to uncovering the Trump Russia conspiracy. There's like a Daily Beast article about it.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I always get, like, every couple of months, I'll get a text from him that's like, dude, we should get a drink. We should talk Funny Moms. We should talk comedy. I'm a producer. You're the talent. Let's get it together. And then, you know, like, we never meet up. But, like,
yeah.
But then this article popped off a couple weeks ago. Can't get enough of it. I can't get it up.
It's about fucking. Well, look. You know, book us with Cory Booker.
No, we're going to do our own show with Cory Booker the same weekend as Benson Ball.
Might as well. There's no reason not to.
That would rule, dude.
And we're going to get the fucking Kennedy Center.
Ooh.
We're going to sell out a 1,000-seat venue. It's going to be us, Cory Booker,
Fugazi.
That's the thing. It's like, you know, as far as like the mentality of like, fuck the industry or whatever, or, you know, fuck the clubs, it's like I'm...
They're not industry.
Yeah, I'm ambivalent towards most of that shit. It's like the industry, for the most part, is like it's risk versus reward with a lot of stuff. So if you do, like, you know, the clubs will offer you a shit deal on the weekend. If it's a shitty club, it's like it's probably as much as they could afford.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right,
you
always
have the opportunity to say no. But comedy festivals are, like, unique in that they're new. They're built on exploiting people that want to have a career. So they'll you know, abuse fees or whatever. So if I'm, you know, in any kind of position where I can say fuck you to a festival or gouge them or not do what they want to do and make it a hassle for them to poach my audience, then absolutely I'm going to fucking do that because it's a shitty business model that's designed to fuck people over and all that talk of opportunity or, you know, a way to advance or be seen is
it's just
absolute
a
fucking horseshit.
It's a bigger bringer.
Yeah, it's a bringer.
Well,
and
it's also, this is like more of an atypical festival because it's not run by like people that are technically industry.
But
it's run by like, it's run by a culture website in Washington, D.C. that once a year co-produces a festival with Tig Notaro.
And then a couple years ago, people were submitting, and I don't remember, did they have a submission fee a couple years ago? It was like
$10. A fee. I think it was free. Maybe there was a fee.
I think there was a fee. I can't remember.
But it was all a scam. I mean, they didn't watch
it. They didn't watch
the
video.
No, they knew who they were.
People were watching. People were looking at the views on YouTube, and nobody had watched their tape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. That's again, that's why Skankfest fucking rules. They pay everyone.
Of course.
You know, it's like they're not going to fucking, you know, do something where they exploit anyone.
It's funny because it's so easy to understand.
Yeah.
It's like such an easy, and it's like all this like fucking moral signaling that comics do about, like, you know, I don't know, mostly identity stuff or whatever. And like people like Lewis get a bad rap because they say the N word and,
right,
you know, he owns a gun and he's killed a couple of minorities.
Right. He stood his ground.
No, yeah. But the thing is like Lewis is like interacting with a community where people are traditionally exploited for their labor, and he's like correcting that
100%
with a proof of concept that, yeah, you can have a successful festival where everybody gets paid, we charge admission fees, everything runs smoothly, and, you know, nobody gets fucked over. And it's like, who else is doing that?
Exactly.
Who the fuck else is doing that?
Yeah, it's like, that is the best model for anything that's happened in comedy.
The Legion of Skanks pays their guests. That's the only podcast that I know of that, like, pays guests, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so simple to think, like, oh, yeah, we should try to get everyone paid instead of being, you know, self-serving cocksuckers that are happy to just say, like, oh, well, I actually hate Donald Trump. So that's my contribution.
I think also, like,
is that I go to open mics and say, like, maybe we should listen to women, you know, when we charge them to submit to our comedy festival. We should, like, listen to them for a change, maybe.
Fuck. Let's do Cum Fest.
Yeah.
Huh?
I was talking with Adam's friend about doing an ICO, an initial coin offering on a cryptocurrency.
Oh. On Cumcoin?
On Cumcoin.
Cumcoin, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what the utility would be. Probably to subscribe to podcasts.
Yes, exactly. You know,
a podcast-based currency.
Yes, podcast currency.
But the way it works is, you know, you have the coin offering and then it trades like securities or whatever, so, you know, we become rich overnight, sell off all the coins before the price drops.
Smart.
And just defraud hundreds of thousands of people.
Perfect.
Yeah, we just take
but we have the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. As long as it's not comedians.
It's like Boiler Room.
Oh yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
Yeah, dude, I'm Vin Diesel.
No, you're not.
Was he in Boiler
Nick
Room?
Is Giovanni Ribisi because he's Scientologist.
You're Vagina Diesel.
Vagina.
That's what Vin is short for in your your circumstance.
No, it's not.
It's short for Vagina Diesel.
No, it's not.
Because in jail, they were like, man, this boy got that diesel ass pussy. That's a clutch pussy.
That's a
he
strong
got.
Strong pussy, dude.
Yeah.
That boy, Vin-gina, man.
Vin-gina?
Vin-gina look good.
Amber had never, Amber's like never seen any of the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, what?
Nice. So, yeah, so I made her watch the first two. The other night.
They're good movies. No, the first couple are...
It's a fun franchise. I wouldn't say they're good movies.
Yeah,
The first movie is okay. The second one is, like, unwatchable.
The second one's terrible.
The third one is a masterpiece.
Cool. Tokyo Drift?
Tokyo Drift is
great.
I've never seen
one
Tokyo
of my favorite
Drift.
Movies.
It's really good.
I saw
good.
The first one at East Point Mall.
Tokyo Drift has none of the characters, though, except for...
It does. It has the
Vin
characters.
Diesel
it just takes
up?
Place in between 6 and 7.
Yeah.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. The chronology is like 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 3, 7, 8.
Hell yes.
Is Fate of the Furious the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet.
You can make another one.
I haven't seen it either, but it's available for rent on iTunes right now.
I saw it. I saw it on a fucking brownie, and I have no idea what the fuck happened. I took so many edibles, I fell asleep right
in the
middle.
Was Fast 7 was the one with the Wiz Khalifa song?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a good song.
I tear up every time. R.I.P. Paul.
R.I.P. Paul.
I'm mad I didn't go see Fast 8 in theaters.
New York Times update.
That's you got shut. Don't read the fucking news off your phone.
What does it say?
They just told us what everyone knows already, that Donald Trump tweeted the...
Oh, the
gif
shit?
Of him
that
clotheslining. I'm voting for him. It's over. It's done.
2020.
It's
he's
cool.
He's going to be an eight-term president.
Eight-term president.
Eight-term president.
Fuck, he's going to be 32
so
years of Trump.
Yeah.
He tweeted CNN and a guy, he's clotheslining and beating the shit out of someone.
Dude, the
69 more
this,
years.
I'm so nauseated with like any attempt to like tone police Donald Trump. They're like, this is unpresidential, sir.
This is beneath the office.
Can you believe that he did? Yes, of course.
He's a fucking retard.
That's
of
what
course.
He, that's what he does. That's why people voted for him.
Yeah. I just, and it's like, just fucking beat, outmaneuver him if he's such a fucking
And you
buffoon.
Know what? I mean, the flip side is the economy is better than it has been in the last 87 years. This is the best the economy's been. There are more jobs.
Yes.
Wages are higher
Keep
than
going.
Ever before.
Yes.
Homelessness and joblessness that are all 0%. Time low. All time low.
Yeah.
Never been this fucking bad.
It is true. That everything you're saying is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no disputing the
You can't
fact.
Argue with that. When you look at the hard numbers, he's the most successful president there is. The only problem is the approval rating, and that's because who's answering their phone for polls about the president. Weenies.
So
nerds.
True.
Yeah,
that's
nerds.
People home alone.
Tattles.
Is this my girlfriend?
No,
that's
bitch.
Who's picking up. Of course not. Yeah. We're tattling on the president? I'm here with CNN and we're tattletaling on the president. Would you like to say that the president is bad? Yes, I would. Get him. Get him, CNN.
Listen, Nick, I know you love him, but like any day now, the Russia stuff's finally going to come to a head,
it's
and he's
be,
out of there,
it's
baby.
It's
going
to be Jeff, dude. Jeff is going to get it. Jeff has been texting with Stephen Miller in the White House getting intel.
Absolutely. Soon enough, they are going to get him. Absolutely.
Ah, fuck. God damn, dude.
Yeah, so the conclusion is we're decidedly pro Donald
After
Trump
that,
and
yeah.
the wrestling gif. I'm actually turning in I burnt my DSA cuck card that we all get. We all get a cuck card. It says you're an official socialist organizer / cuck. Uh-huh. I burnt it and now I traded in for
What's
my red
like
hat.
What's it like being like a cool socialist guy?
What is it?
What's it like being like a cool Brooklyn
I haven't been
socialist
a,
guy?
I'm not really a socialist, dude. I'm
no, you're in the DSA. And
I paid them $40.
You live in Brooklyn and, you know,
what?
You like bringing
Yeah,
out,
they wouldn't
like
let me in because I live in
news.
Queens.
Yeah.
Sucked.
Dude, like there's a Queens DSA.
No, I'm kidding.
It's all Kevin James types. Yeah. Calling women Queens. Hey.
God, Kevin James' life is the life I want, dude. Why? I want to marry a hot bitch like Leah Remini, dude.
I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be Kevin Games, right? Uh-huh. And it's like I'm Kevin James, but I just play video games all day.
Oh, that's good.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's very good.
Man, I was like, I've been playing Battlefield a lot, and I know that. Like, I guess I didn't realize it till now. Like, the guy on the front of the box is a black guy. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's because there was like some black
battalion
in World War One. But then I was playing as the Germans, and then I was a black guy again.
What?
And they got French black guys, and like...
Well, there are French black guys. They were in the...
Sure.
Algerians
I don't know if they were
shit.
In the war.
In, yeah.
I'm sure
they
were.
They were in Africa.
They were in the front lines. What, are you kidding me? They
in
put
Africa,
them up to get
not,
shot.
Not in like the European theater.
In North Africa?
I think so, yeah.
I really don't know that much about World War
I don't know if it was North Africa. It was like African colonies, like East Africa.
They were fighting down there?
I think so, yeah.
The Heart of Darkness?
In World War One, yeah. But... Well, it's funny because like they do that shit because of Gamergate and because of like all this shit that the gaming industry like, you know, they got flack for not having enough diverse. Like originally, Battlefield 1 was supposed to have women soldiers in it, which I didn't. Like I just read online, and they pulled it for whatever reason. But like with all the black guys in there, it's like. It's still a game where you just go around murdering black people. Yeah. Like I can't see my character. I see me running. It's my
it's
eyes
POV,
as I go around
FPS.
Shooting black men speaking German.
Well, that is a twofer for some racists.
I guess.
You get
what the fuck? Yeah.
Kill blacks that are also
I don't know if
German.
You achieved what you were going for here is like to teach some violent 10-year-old that actually the real Nazis were black
we're the
guys.
Black. Oh, fuck.
Stop, you're going to the beach today?
I'm about to go to the beach, baby.
Damn. I wish I liked going to the beach.
Come on, hop on.
No, I got to stay home and do some stuff.
Oh, fuck, bitch.
I'm going to eat ham, buy some groceries.
Sounds gay.
Watch a couple of movies.
I'm about to get golden brown. I'm about to get crispy, my bitch.
I have to run some errands. Then I'm going to the pool with my new girlfriend.
You got a pool?
She's got a pool. She belongs to a fancy health
what?
Club.
How? She's what, like 18 years old?
She's 27.
17-year-old girl.
Can I get into the pool as well sometime?
She belongs to a fancy New York City health club.
Do she got a friend?
I could ask.
Hey. Now we're hitting pools together, my dude.
Hey.
Now that's the dream.
That was the pool
boys. That's the dream.
Cabana boys.
Yeah, dude, I'll wear a Speedo, whatever
Fuck
you need.
You guys. I'm going on a hot air balloon ride by myself.
All alone.
Smoke my pipe up
this
there.
This is where I could be alone and happy.
Listening to Avenged Sevenfold, my hot air balloon.
Oh, yeah, dude.
My hot air balloon that's all black, and then on the side in like psycho font, it says, they laugh at me because I'm different. I laugh at them because they're all the same.
Hell yeah,
my
dude.
My fucking badass hot air balloon.
Floating above fucking Williamsburg. I really want to get you that t-shirt.
Oh,
dude.
No. There's that goth hot air balloon guy.
Stupid human.
You would set off a frenzy of people getting hot air balloons if you did that, dude. It would rule.
Man, I was so annoyed with that fucking rainbow yesterday. I got off the train. I saw the rainbow. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
No,
and I checked
amazing.
My phone an hour later, and everyone. It's just fucking ruined by everyone. Like, hashtag Brooklyn Rainbow. It's Rainbow 2017.
Yeah.
And I know today is just going to be filled with, like, BuzzFeed. You look at the rainbow that's going to stop Donald Trump. Just dude, let the sky be
I was at Coney Island
itself.
Yesterday, and that rainbow was one of the most amazing things
shut
I've ever
seen.
Shut
the fuck
I'm
up,
I'm serious,
dude.
Dog.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
Shut the fuck
up. No. I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to apologize. And there were two of them.
So you have to do a podcast about the rainbow, huh?
I'm not doing it. You brought it up.
To explain why people like you are...
Adam, you're holding the mic the way we make fun of people for holding the mic.
Yeah. anyway, you guys.
little bitch-ass mic grip.
I've never held it this way. You know who used to do it? Matis.
Matis Yahoo?
Matis Yahoo.
I didn't know he held the mic.
Our old friend from D.C. He used to hold the mic this way.
Oh, Matty.
Yeah.
Oh. Is his name short for Matis Yahoo?
Yeah, that's his full name.
That's hilarious.
I know.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he go by Modest Yahoo?
That would be sick.
He's a bitch.
My name's Modest Yahoo. I love bananas. I really love eating bananas. The thing about Marty. A banana is you have to eat it.
Anyway. So
somebody sent me a clip of them doing a better Homer impression than me.
Oh, that's
was so. It good?
Yeah, it's pretty
you
good.
You said it's better than yours.
Better than
fuck
mine,
them, dude. Who cares? Let's fuck
so
them up.
So Shane Vader, you are no longer allowed to listen.
Let's run
to
up on
Shane.
Him.
He's a nice guy. No, let's run up Shane. Let's
canceled.
Run up on Shane.
He's done.
And fucking.
He does a better. He does better.
Well, he's fat.
Canceling his subscription to the show.
Yeah, tell him he has to pay Nazi
if you,
pricing.
If
now.
You look, you can one up my jokes on Instagram. I don't give a shit about that. You can say whatever you want. Go ahead and insult me. If it's funny, I'll laugh at it. But do not ever try to one up my impressions. Ever, don't ever do it. That's the one thing you can't do.
Yeah,
I agree. All right, I'm trying to go to the beach.
You can't take Homer away from me.
Yeah, sure, fuck him. Fuck Shane.
Fuck you, Shane.
No, not fuck Shane. Congratulations, Shane,
fuck
for
Shane.
Making...
Shut up, Adam.
For rattling me.
I agree. Shane's a piece of shit. Does anyone have change for a button? That Shane guy is a real asshole.
Can you do,
You're gay. Like, haha.
What's the little kid?
Ralph?
Ralph, yeah. That's the only one I could do.
I'm gay.
No, it's like...
Adam's gay.
I'm so hungry I could eat at Arby's.
That sucks.
That's the worst.
That's sort
why
of Marge.
Is that
it's closer to Marge.
That's
than
fucking
it is.
So bad,
I'm
dude.
So hungry I could eat at Arby's.
I bet my Wookiee.
I can't do Ralph, but that's like you're nowhere even close.
Yeah, it sounds more like Marge.
What do you mean?
Boy, Adam's a real asshole.
Why?
That's got to be the shittiest impression I've ever
fuck
heard.
Fuck Adam.
But Marge.
Arnold?
Barney. Marge.
Barney?
Fuck Adam.
Marge, you know this Adam Friedland guy? What a fucking cocksucker.
Homer.
That's good.
It's not
Homer,
bad.
Usually I disagree with everything you say in this bit, but that part was accurate. That Adam guy is a real stupid cocksucker.
Thank you for finally agreeing with me.
Well, that ought to do it, folks.
Yeah, that was really strong.
Strong ending. Yeah. I got to go to the beach, get sucked off by a mermaid.
I love that it's a later episode, but when Krusty has the daughter and they go to the beach and he's just tanning and she's like, Dad, look what I can do or whatever. And he goes, look, kid, I'm not one of those dads that
says stuff or does things or looks at you, yeah. But the love is there.
Yeah. That was a good episode. It was a later one. One of the late ones, it's like every once in a while they do hit you with a gem.
Mm-hmm.
That one was good.
Yeah.
And Drew Barrymore plays the daughter, I believe.
She does. She does play the daughter.
I have a very clear memory of watching that.
I was trying to think of a way to riff on.
Boy, did I like to beat off Drew Barrymore.
One of the new. Yeah, me too. I remember I had a sex dream about Drew Barrymore when I was like 10.
I had an early sex dream about her too.
I think it was when that movie Home Fries came out. And I was like, I have to jack off to her.
I remember how mad
I go to Blockbuster with my mom. I'm like, can we rent this movie?
The hottest appearance of Drew Barrymore.
Home Fries?
No, E.T.
E.T. dude?
No.
I remember when when she flashed Letterman. I was so jealous.
Yeah. Marge, I'm jacking off to Drew Barrymore and E.T.
Homer, stop doing that. She's a child.
But Marge, I love to come.
Very nicely done.
Bart, get in here.
Can you do Hank Hill?
Hank, I sell propane and propane accessories.
No, not really. Hey, get close.
Bobby.
New rule. Lights out at 8:30.
That's pretty good.
That's close.
All right.
Would you stop being such a fucking impatient, bloated piece of shit? You don't even have your shoes on. You're half naked.
Right here.
You're not ready to leave.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I could leave at any moment.
Where are you? You're picking them back up in Astoria, then go to the beach?
No, I'm driving from here.
Are they there already? Which beach are they at?
I don't know. Brighton Beach?
Oh, they're at Brighton?
Oh, you can take the train back from there. You can take the train.
I already have my car.
He has his car.
Fuck.
Dude, I was at Brighton
yesterday.
You guys
should come and take the train.
Dude, that is the best.
You know what? I do want to eat seafood today, but... I mean, that's such a fucking investment to go out to Coney.
What do you mean an investment? He has a car.
What time? Well, then I got to wait until he's... I got to come back, and I got to wait until he's ready to leave. You know, Stav. Once he's out on that beach until Greenpeace shows up and removes him.
It's true. They get a crane.
They have to scrub all the oil off of them with toothbrushes.
Those are my natural oils.
Yeah.
I love that internet, that early
internet
video.
Please stop scrubbing me.
The one where they explode the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Stav, you're going to be late to the beach. It's me, Eldis, your roommate. Me, Eldis Homer.
I'm a gay man.
I'm a gay man.
I'm a sneakerhead.
I'm a total gay guy.
I'm gay. My name is Eldis.
My name's Eldis, and I'm gay now.
Take that, bitch.
Yeah, take that, Eldis. All right, good night.